The sky's the limit in association with Club Med Switzerland for luxurious, all-inclusive family holidays all over the world.
You're listening to Sky's the Limit, the travel show where we head off and discover what wonders await us just a couple of hours away. This month, we're looking at Spain, and today, the city of Carmen, Don Juan, and Figaro, where there's something for everyone. In the lower reaches of the river Guadalquivir, 125 kilometers from the seafront sits Sevilla, the capital and largest city of Andalusia in southern Spain. It was founded a couple thousand years ago and has been inspiring authors and artists of all kinds since the beginning. It's the city of Carmen, Don Juan, and Figaro, and on this side of the 21st century, it still draws creative types from all walks of life. One example of this, Sevilla is a movie maker's paradise. From Lawrence of Arabia, the classic 1962 film, to The Kingdom of Dorne from HBO's Game of Thrones, with a little detour through space and Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. International directors have been calling action and cut through the streets of Sevilla for a long time. It also helps that Sevilla is a year-round destination, meaning that it has been blessed with above-average quantities of sunshine, even for Spain. There's an average of only 80 days of rain per year. It's the sunniest city in Europe, with summers reaching the highs of 35 degrees. In fact, the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe was in Sevilla in 1881 at 50 degrees. With all this heat, you'd think physical activity wouldn't be at an all-time high, but it's impossible to talk about Sevilla without mentioning it's not one, but two football clubs. One of Spain's oldest sporting clubs devoted to football, the Sevilla FC, founded in 1890, and the Real Betis Balompié, also over 100 years old. Needless to say, the rivalry has been going strong and is well worth watching a game in Sevilla Stadium Ramón Sánchez Pizjuán. If visiting movie sets, watching football, and sitting out in the sun aren't for you, never fear. There's tapas, invented in the city. There's the Feria de Abril, a week of dancing, drinking, eating, and socializing. There are museums of art, flamenco, archaeology, tradition, Inquisition. There's architecture, like the biggest timber building in the world, and more. And my favorite bit? The city has its own secret motto. You can see it all around, embossed on manhole covers, stitched onto flags, even printed onto parking fines. So what is it? In Spanish, it's pronounced No me ha dejado, which sounds like No me ha dejado, meaning she, the city of Sevilla, has not abandoned me. This is a reference to the city staying loyal to King Alfonso X in the 13th century, and over 700 years later, it's become part of Sevilla's identity. So when you visit, be sure to keep an eye out and snap a picture for me. This is Sky's the Limit, taking a leisurely stroll around Spain and soaking up the culture, new and old, in Sevilla. If you would like more information, links, or to listen again, head to worldradio.ch/skies the limit.
The sky's the limit in association with Club Med Switzerland for luxurious, all-inclusive family holidays all over the world. Book now at clubmed.ch.